With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. British police say the assailant who struck today outside a synagogue in Manchester ran people down with a vehicle before launching a knife attack. Before being shot to death by police, the attacker had killed two and seriously wounded three people. It happened on Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. No sign of compromise when the government shut down now in day two. Taking to social media, President Trump says it affords Republicans a chance to clear out dead wood, waste, and abuse, saving billions of dollars. As for bringing about an end to the shutdown, so far, nothing new in the upper house of Congress.
In a repeat performance of Tuesday night's votes, the Senate on Wednesday rejected measures aimed at temporarily funding the government to allow more time for negotiations. The next opportunity for a vote is Friday, when the Senate returns from a break for the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Both parties are blaming each other for the impasse, which has furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers and closed many government services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Hegseth, Attorney General Bondi, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Miller have visited Memphis
to meet with federal agents that are forming a crime-fighting task force there. Attorney General Bondi says via social media that the Memphis Safe Task Force made more than 50 arrests over a two-day period. The agents include personnel from immigration and drug enforcement. They've begun serving criminal arrest warrants while teaming with state agencies on traffic stops.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Two Delta regional jets collided on the taxiway at LaGuardia Airport in New York last night. A flight attendant was injured. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 89 points, the NASDAQ 75 points higher. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor encourages attendees at a recent Turning Point USA event in his home state.
Speaking with Salem Radio, Glenn Youngkin says he invited those gathered at Virginia Tech University last week to take up the mantle of the late Charlie Kirk.
They're the leaders of the future. And I wasn't kidding when I said the best answer I've heard to the question who's going to be the next Charlie Kirk is all of you.
Youngkin issued this challenge.
You are the light. And you need to stand up and be confident in your beliefs because what you believe is truth, and we need you to lead. And I have to be honest, it was one of the most moving moments of the entire time I've had the privilege of serving as governor.
He spoke only days after the inspirational service for the late conservative Christian activist and Salem Talk host. Next stop for the This is the Turning Point tour will be next Tuesday, October 7th at Montana State University. George Williams, SRN News.
And this is SRN News. With growing national attention focusing on food safety, major retailer commits to making its store brand foods healthier.
Walmart said Wednesday it plans to remove synthetic food dyes and 30 other ingredients, including some preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and fat substitutes from its store brand sold in the U.S. by January of 2027. Walmart said its goal would affect about 1,000 products, including salty snacks, baked goods, power drinks, salad dressings, and frosting. Several of the ingredients on Walmart's removal list, however, already are banned, not widely used, or have not been used in the U.S. food supply for decades. I'm Julie Walker.
As uncertainty persists amid the government shutdown, the gold frenzy continues driving prices higher. Gold sales can rise sharply as investors seek safe havens for their money. SRNNews.com.